At that time, Jesus answered, Matthew 11:25. After Jesus rebuked the unrepentant cities where he did most of his miracles, the Father must have spoken to him. For Matthew records, Jesus answered and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes." Matthew 11:26. If you're a disciple of Christ, the Father has revealed hidden spiritual things to you. Intimate communion with the Father is the privilege of every saint. To hear the whispers of God's love, we have to tune out the noise of Satan's media. If you're a disciple of Christ, you'll love him more than the world and won't keep silent about your relationship with him, no matter the cost. Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 10:32-33. What God says doesn't make sense to people who haven't been born of the Holy Spirit. The natural, soulish man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. A newborn Christian knows more of the things of the Spirit of God than an unregenerate doctor of divinity. God never contradicts what he says in his word. The main way saints learn about God is through his word. Regular Bible reading is essential for the Spirit-led walk. The more you know of the written word of God, the easier it will be to spot errors taught by false teachers, idle talkers, and deceivers. Titus 1:9-10. This evening, prepare your heart so if God speaks to you like Jesus, you'll be able to answer him.